It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
SBS program na hrvatskom jeziku, ja sam Marijana Buljan. U tijeku je proces prijave za drugi godišnji projekt pod nazivom STEM Challenge koji organizira Viktorijsko-hrvatska gospodarska komora. Natjecanje je otvoreno mladim Australcima hrvatskog podrijetla od 15 do 21 godinu koje zanimaju prirodne nauke, tehnologija, inženjerstvo, matematika ili medicina. Prijave se primaju do 23. svibnja, a tijekom sljedeća dva mjeseca kandidati će uz pomoć sveučilišnih profesora raditi na prijavljenim temama i projektima, da bi se u rujnu svi okupili kako bi proslavili kraj projekta i nagradili najuspješnije. Cindy Drake, koja u ime Viktorijsko-hrvatske gospodarske komore vodi projekt, napominje da je i prošle godine struktura bila vrlo slična, a kao posebno vrijedan ističe dan dodjela nagrada i okupljanja na samom kraju projekta.
And barriers broke down even more, and it was a day where people left and felt connected with people. And the other thing that they got out of it was a potential working experience of actually going into the researchers' place of work to get some further experience.
Tog su se dana ljudi približili, nestale su prepreke među njima tijekom dana provedenog zajedno na dodjeli nagrada i na izletu. Bilo je važno i to što su mladi stekli mogućnost da se u budućnosti obrate istraživačima na fakultetu, da potraže mogućnost zaposlenja. Meni je osobno jako važno bilo to što su se tijekom projekta upoznali sa biznisima iz Hrvatske, kao i saznali što im sve Hrvatska može ponuditi u ovom trenutku. Dobili su puno novih saznanja i novih iskustava, kazala je Cindy Drake. Predsjednica Viktorijsko-hrvatske gospodarske komore Tina Bennett kaže kako projekt nudi nešto novo mladima u hrvatskoj zajednici u Australiji, nadovezujući se na sve postojeće i prethodne aktivnosti zajednice. Ona pojašnjava zašto komora organizira natjecanje baš iz područja STEM.
Of course, we know that that's the future, and there's a strong need for that skill set. So if we can provide networks and opportunities for youth.
Znamo da u području prirodnih znanosti, tehnologije, inženjerstva i matematike leži budućnost i da postoji velika potreba za vještinama iz tih područja. Mi mladima pružamo mogućnost da se povežu, ostvare kontakte i umreže i prije nego što završe fakultet, kazala je Tina Bennett i dodala da su reakcije roditelja mladih koji su prošle godine sudjelovali bile pozitivne, te je pojasnila da je inicijativa otvorena za sve mlade hrvatskog podrijetla bez obzira u kojem dijelu Australije žive. Predsjednica Viktorijsko-hrvatske gospodarske komore imala je još jednu poruku.
And I think it's important that yes, we do have a gathering at the end and a celebration of effort at the end. And there are some cash prizes which are to help students put towards some of their education. But this year in particular, we're also going to introduce a final prize for the winner.
I ove godine ćemo se okupiti na kraju projekta i dodijeliti nagrade. Bit će kao i prošle godine jednokratnih novčanih nagrada. Na ove godine po prvi put ćemo dodijeliti značajniji iznos, stipendiju, koju će pobjednik projekta moći koristiti za daljnje školovanje, a taj novac ćemo kao određeni postotak izdvojiti iz ukupnih sredstava koje ima komora. Plan je da to postane redovna godišnja stipendija i da iznos raste ovisno o sredstvima koje ima komora, kazala je Tina Bennett, predsjednica Viktorijsko-hrvatske gospodarske komore. Rok za prijavu za STEM Challenge je 23. svibnja, a više informacija može se dobiti na Facebook stranici komore pod imenom Victorian Croatian Chamber of Commerce ili na posebnoj internetskoj stranici projekta. Adresa je vccprojects.com.
I just wanted to say a big thank you to the Central State Office for Croats Abroad, because they are the ones who are pulling all of us together, all Croatians outside of Croatia together, which this has worked really well in bringing our youth and connecting them back to Croatia. Our ambassador and consulars who are really working with us to keep supporting our youth and encouraging them in any way. I think our biggest fans and our biggest success stories have been working with the parents of these children. So far through all the networking that we've been doing, that the parents are seeing these opportunity for their youth. The youth are probably a bit shy of joining these opportunities. They're not really sure what it entails, but it really is a great group of people who are encouraging and inspiring each other to explore STEM as much as they can in a fun way that gives them a certificate of sense of achievement as well in terms of their contributions towards the project.
And that reminded me of another question that I've heard in my own house when I was encouraging my son to join. I have to do it in Croatian?
No, because we live in Australia. This has always been my fear as well, you know, Mariana. No, we are keeping it in English. All the people who come and talk to us speak to us in English, but they are very keen to connect with us in Australia and understand and appreciate that we are Australians and we speak English first language.
Okay.
But I think it's also important to point out on that, Cindy, too, and Mariana, is that, you know, a lot of businesses conducted in Croatia and English now. So it isn't, you know, when we're connecting in with these businesses, they're accustomed to speaking English on a day-to-day basis. So,
of course, yeah. By all means, that for many businesses in Croatia, English is a second, but true second language, meaning that they are using it as well. And we all know about world being global place. But I've heard from a Croatian youth, you know, they are reluctant sometimes to join in anything Croatian, thinking, oh, I've been forced into my broken Croatian, and they are shy anyway. And, you know, when you add a Croatian demand that they speak Croatian, they shy away. So I just wanted you guys to mention that, so I can play it in the program, saying, no, it's not in Croatian. You don't have to be fluent in Croatian to join the initiative.
It's a very, very good question. Just to reiterate as well, I guess in the meetings where we catch up together, they get to hear and learn from these different experienced peoples globally, but they can do their research on their own, but they've got a platform to keep asking questions with our professors and other like-minded people about their research project, but they just play with that in the background at their own pace.
Okay. I think
it's certainly
No, go ahead, Tina. Go ahead.
No. It's certainly also an opportunity for them to start at a younger age to build networks and meet people, so that once they are in university or graduating, they can reach out again to these people to say, hey, I'm ready to hit the market and I'm looking for opportunities. You know, is there anything at your organization for me, or can you help me? And this is, again, a community effort to help our youth have a future and succeed in the workplace, whether it's here or in Croatia.
Yeah, that would be great for some of them to go back to Croatia, at least like a work experience, or just to see what the life is like there as well.
Do you know, it's really funny. We had, I think, 3 people who were actually traveling in Croatia at some part during the challenge, and they were connecting from Croatia back to us. But they were still, it's nice to see how they're connecting with Croatia.
Yes, and about that personal connection, my son took Croatian as a VCE subject.
Yeah.
So he went to a Croatian school, VCE school. What was it? The Victorian School of Languages. And he told me he just started uni this year. He's doing engineering at Monash. And yesterday he came home later than usual. And he said, you know whom I met? Remember Ivan from Croatian language, who was in our area? He's doing engineering as well. So we just went for a coffee. And I said, well, that's being Croatian. Just going for a coffee because you met
him. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's awesome to see it play out later on, like the ripple effect of how it helps them.
Yeah, so that's
but really- and the youth groups. I mean, all the universities have large youth groups as well that we want to kind of get into, and hopefully we can reach out to some of them. It's hard to get a response sometimes, but we'll keep chipping away.
At it.
Thank you. Contact us, all the university youth groups. Contact the VCCC.
I've interviewed recently a girl who said that she was active in RMIT creation group. She actually applied for a job with us. And then when I pressed about the group, because I wanted to do a story about them, she said, well, we started during a pandemic, but we are not active. So I don't think maybe they initially think it's a good idea, but then the student life takes them away from it. Okay, yeah. I have to run now. There's another meeting already going on without me, 4 minutes. And lovely seeing you. I hope I'll see you in person soon. And I'll send you links to the story about this so you can listen to it.
Great. Thank you, Mariana. Okay. And if I may, just two quick plugs as well. For anyone interested, we do have a couple of additional events coming on hosted by the VCCC. One is on the 22nd of May. There's a screening, Peter Petsotich and Joseph Williams. It's a documentary called Countryman at the Lido Cinemas. And you can go on the Lido Cinemas website to book your ticket. And on the 23rd of June at Parliament House, we will be having our annual event, which will take place again at Parliament House on the 23rd of June. Tickets will be out on sale in the next couple of weeks. Keep an eye out for that.
Thank you. Yes, I'll be interviewing Peter next week.
Oh, wonderful.
He will be. Yeah, I saw a Facebook post about it. I contacted him because this is the first time he's coming with a film here. And he told me then that there's going to be a couple of more screenings in Australia, so we're going to do he's going to announce the whole thing.
Perfect. We've had a bit of trouble getting some of the venues to respond, but we got Melbourne to respond quickly, so that was good.
That's great news. It was really I was really a bit disappointed that we haven't seen it so far, so that's a really good news. And please get in touch about if I don't give you a call later in by the end of this month, maybe we can do a separate thing about the annual gala and in June, just to announce it. At least 2 weeks before the event, so people can get tickets and everything. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Mariana. Thank you.
See you, girls. Bye bye.
Bye.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.